Well, now, here is a tune which it still stirs the hearts regularly of the 60 million people who listen to the World Service, and indeed is still cherished by all of us who used to be associated with it when it went out every weekday night at 7 o'clock on the old home service. Indeed, my old boss actually named his house after it. Imperial Echoes, the signature tune of Radio Newsreel, which is still heard pretty well everywhere in the world except here in Britain. But if you were a regular listener in the old days, you may have noticed that it doesn't sound quite the same as it used to when it was played by the massed bands and brasses of the Royal Air Force. And apparently this has been spotted by listeners abroad too, and notes of it have been pouring into Bush House, the headquarters of the World Service, asking why this economy-sized version is being used. Well, the government cuts is perhaps even affecting Imperial Echoes. Well, now, on the line is Mr. Ian Gillam, who is Assistant Head of Production and Planning at the World Service, and who freely admits, I gather, that he is one of the people responsible for this outrage. Mr. Gillam, what is the story behind this? Why did you change the old recording?
Absolutely nothing at all to do with government cuts or even any threat of them. It was just a pure, simple thing that the old recording was taken from an old 78 disc. The tape was getting rather old and worn, and when we went back to the original 78 disc, we found that they were really too old to produce a good new copy. So we were rather caught. We tried all the existing commercial recordings, contemporary ones, and for various reasons, some of them seemed quite suitable, generally for reasons of pace. So we thought, well, the only thing to do is commission a new one, which is what we did.
And who is it that actually plays this new version?
Well, this is the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, which is a sort of ensemble of repute, I think you'd agree. And we commissioned a composer, David Cox, who incidentally did the arrangement of our other sort of famous signature tune, Lily Bolero, which is the World Service News Prelude. He got a new arrangement, the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble together, and produced what you just heard.
Well, indeed, it's very pleasant, but it hasn't quite perhaps got the volume of the old one. What sort of reaction have you been getting from listeners abroad?
Well, comments are pouring in. I think it's such a slight exaggeration, but certainly they're coming in, and certainly most people don't seem to like it. I think the general feeling, really, is that there's a kind of impudent bounce about the new version, which fits rather ill with perhaps rather somber news stories which are going to follow it. And certainly, you know, I mean, we've taken that on board, and what we're doing, in fact, is we're asking our regular audience panel in our current questionnaire whether they like the tune or not, and depending on what they say, well, we'll jolly well do something about it.
Well, what can you actually do if, as you say, all the old recordings are no longer of any use?
Ah, well, this is where the exciting bit comes in. An enterprising studio manager on his holidays in Devon found in a junk shop in Tiverton a practically clean version of the old 78, which had been sitting there since somebody had bought it in the past, presumably when the original composer, Arnold Middleton, is still living. One of the nice things about this is that we've actually got in touch again with the composer's family. He had one hit, apparently, which has survived, which is Imperial Echoes. All his other hits, 30, 40, 50 years ago, have now vanished. But his grandson wrote to us and has sent us a sheaf of music, so maybe we'll find some more sick tunes out of that.
Well, that sounds splendid. So, actually, democracy is going to work here, and the decision of the listeners will be final, will it?
Well, of course, there's always the embarrassing moment when they vote equally. But we'll have one of those marvellous BBC meetings about that.
Yes, I can just picture it even now. Well, Ian Gillam, thank you very much. That's clarified the whole position. I hope, well, we have many listeners abroad now. We're on the long wave, and I hope that will have clarified the position for them. And just as a reminder of what it used to sound like, we have, through our own resources, managed to find a copy of the original that used to be played. This is what it sounded like. So a few deep sighs from some of the old-timers here as we play it again.